Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we began our dive into the SIU Press series, Illinois Lives, Memoirs from the Prairie State, which will be continuing in this episode. Memoirs, the personal, evocative, true stories we tell, have the power to educate, enlighten, and entertain. In its continuous and longstanding goal to amplify diverse voices, for more than 50 years, SIU Press has published hundreds of memoirs and autobiographies. We are seeking to build on this strong foundation by publishing up to 2 new memoirs a year written by people who are from or in Illinois. We will also consider edited historical memoirs by people from Illinois and its surrounding states. New books will feature the voices of people who have traditionally been overlooked. We welcome a diversity of background, thought, style, and expression. You can send queries and book proposals to Executive Editor Sylvia Frank Rodrigue at acqeditor@siu.edu. The deeply personal story of a historic time in Chicago, Robert B. McCursey's A Decisive Decade, An Insider's View of the Chicago Civil Rights Movement During the 1960s, follows the unfolding action of the Civil Rights Movement as it played out in the Windy City. McCursey's participation as a white activist for Black rights offers a unique firsthand viewpoint on the debates, boycotts, marches, and negotiations that would forever change the face of race relations in Chicago and the United States at large. The author illumines the tensions experienced by 2 major institutions in responding to the demands of the civil rights movement, the university and the church. Packed with historical detail and personal anecdotes of these history-making years, A Decisive Decade offers a never-before-seen perspective on one of our nation's most tumultuous eras. Ruby Berkeley Goodwin's It's Good to Be Black is an autobiographical narrative of growing up as an African-American in DuQuoin, Illinois, in the first half of the 20th century. In the preface to the book, Goodwin's granddaughter, Carmen Kenya Wadley, writes that this is more than the story, history, of a Black family living in DuQuoin, Illinois during the early 1900s. It is a reaffirmation for all of us who know in our hearts that there is still good in the world and that some of that good is Black. The New York Herald Tribune Book Review writes that part of the book's fascination lies in the background material, the mines with their explosions, cave-ins, strikes, and lockouts. The rest of the fascination stems from the father of this family, Braxton Berkeley. Wings Over Illinois recounts World War II veteran Arthur Abney's illustrious aviation career, effectively documenting a span in our own nation's history from the vantage of the skies. Abney describes a lifetime of experience, from his time as an eager young pilot with the Flying Egyptians to his tour of service during World War II, his years with the Illinois Department of Aeronautics, American Airlines, and the Southern Illinois University Aviation Management and Flight Program. Abney introduces readers to hangar flying, exciting end-of-day flight tales told in the hangar, with 60 stories provided by military and civilian airmen from across the country. Complementing Abney's own experiences, these stories offer insights into the split-second decision-making necessary to resolve problems in the air. Supplemented by Recollections from the Present Era, Tell Us a Story, An African-American Family in the Heartland, by Shirley Motley Portwood, is a colorful mosaic of autobiography and family history set in Springfield, Illinois, and in rural Southern Illinois, Missouri, and Arkansas, from the 1920s through the 1950s. A historian, Portwood enhances the Motley family story by investigating primary data such as census, marriage, school, and land records, newspaper accounts, city directories, and other sources. The backbone of this saga, however, is oral history gathered from 5 generations, extending back to Portwood's grandparents, born more than 100 years ago. Information regarding 2 earlier generations, her great-grandfather and great-great-grandparents, who were slaves, is based on historical research into state archives, county and local records, plantation records, and manuscript censuses. Woman from Spillertown, a memoir of Agnes Burns Week, tells the story of a crusading labor organizer, an activist known as the Mother Jones of Illinois. This first book-length biography is a unique portrait of her energy and unremitting dedication to social justice. Week organized miners' wives and led a movement of Illinois coalfield women. She used her talents as a journalist and a public speaker to campaign for a decent standard of living, for good schools and working conditions in communities free of corporate domination, and for union democracy, racial equality, and acceptance of women in political life. Coming in April 2026, Echoes of Cabrini Green, Letters to My Mother, by Rudolph Elliott Willis, tells the story of the author's journey from Chicago's most notorious public housing project to the halls of academia and medicine. Framed as heartfelt letters written after his mother's death, this deeply personal narrative reflects on a childhood shaped by systemic poverty, racism, and uncertainty, showing how faith, education, and resilience can remake lives. With lyrical prose and unflinching honesty, Echoes of Cabrini Green is an invitation to imagine change in communities too often defined only by hardship, a testament to the power of faith, education, and personal resolve to transform lives, and a call to recognize the dignity and potential that endure even in the most neglected places. And coming in June 2026, When Lambs Become Wolves, the chilling case of Sheila Von Weiss Mack, by retired Sergeant Rasul T. Freelane, delivers a bold firsthand account of the circumstances surrounding the notorious Bali suitcase murder and the human cost of overlooking child-to-parent violence and abuse. In this gripping and empathetic memoir, Freelane traces the Mack family's descent from privilege to tragedy, bringing overdue attention to CPVA as a critical yet overlooked public health crisis. He recounts the glamorous but troubled world of the Macks, the parties, the talent, the dysfunction, and his efforts to support both mother and daughter. With rare insight into the web of trauma, race, wealth, and grief that surrounded them, he shows how the system failed them both, and how, even after Sheila's death, he remained committed to seeking justice and change. You can buy or pre-order your own copies of these Illinois Lives titles from our website at siupress.com. We'll be back with new episodes in 2 weeks, and we hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're shopping for the book lovers in your life, use code HOLIDAY at siupress.com for a 40% discount during our holiday sale that runs from now until January. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.